Okay, Mishnah Yomi, we're learning Maseches Demai. We are in the fourth parak at the very end, Mishnah Vav. Hanichnas le'ir ve'eino makir adam, sham. You enter a city and you don't recognize one person, you don't know anyone there. You go to the city and you want to know, is there any kosher restaurants? Where can you eat? So here's a case where a person goes to the city and they want to go to the marketplace, get some vegetables, get some produce, and it's a question of can you trust anyone in terms of assuming that the maestros, the various maestros were taken. And Omar, Mikan Neman, Mikan Maser, he says, is anyone here who's trustworthy? You ask around, is there anyone who's, I can trust or kashrus? Is there someone a chaver? Does anyone here separate the maaser? So Amalo Echad, Ani. So a person says, you can trust me. Yeah, I'm someone who you can trust. So the Mishnah Pasuk is Eino Neman. You can't trust them. Right? Even though the person says that that I'm trustworthy, the person can't testify about himself. However, the Mishnah says Amrlo Ish Ploni Neman. But if a person testifies at someone else, he says that person you can trust. That person is very careful to separate Maestros. So he's a Neman, so you can trust. So you can trust the person to trust to go to the other individual. Halach likach mimano. So if you then go to take produce from that person, and Amr lo mikana mocher yashan, and he asks the person, is there anyone who sells older produce? There's different ways that I read this Mishnah, but we'll go with one version. Is there anything of older produce that's dry, that's a better quality? It's not damp, and maybe can get moldy, but it's been dried out, and it's a better produce. So Amr lo Misha Shalcha Etzli. So you say, and the person tells you, in other words, person A, you asked, is anyone that's trustworthy here about Maestros? So the person A told you to go to person B. Then when you went to person B to get the produce, you then want to know about, you wanted to buy some yashan, some older, drier flour, wheat that's not so moist. And person B said, oh yeah, you know, person A who just sent you to me, that's the guy to go to for the dry produce. So then you might start getting suspicious, and maybe these two guys are in cahoots together. That maybe that they're not being so honest. Everyone's trying to help the other one out in terms of financially, but no one really is trustworthy. So afal pi shehen gagolim, even though it appears that they're in cahoots together, and maybe you should not now trust anyone. Kegolim zezeh, hare elu nemanim. Nonetheless, you can trust them. Because at the end of the day, the way the Mefarshim explain is that you're in a difficult predicament. Because you're in this town, you got nothing to eat, and what are you supposed to do? So as we've seen all along when it comes to the laws of Demai, Chazal were the one who were machmir. Because again, we generally assume that most people are careful, even Amei Aretz. But there is a significant majority that's not careful. So they said under normal circumstances, you have to be stringent, you have to separate maestros. But there's many exceptions, many dispensations that we saw. So here's another dispensation. You're going to town, you don't literally know anyone. The bartender points out, if you do know someone, you have to ask that person who you know. But here's the case, you don't know anyone. So if the person says, trust me, that you can't testify about yourself. But they say about someone else, you can believe them. And even the person you go to then tells you some information about the person that sent you, and it seems a little suspicious. Again, we're going to be makel in this case because, again, otherwise you're not going to be able to eat anything. And the last mission, the parak says, "Hachamarim shenichzu le'ir." You have some donkey drivers. You have some people who are transporting goods, and they bring the goods. Truck drivers bringing produce into the city. Amar echad shalich chadish v'shochavera yashan. And one of them says, "You want to be very honest." They say, "You know, my produce that I'm bringing in." Is this chadash? Is this produce that's very moist? That's not the best quality. But my friend, he's got much better produce. It's dry. It's yashon. But then he says shali ain't a masukan. But then the other person says that my produce is not masukan. No, my sauce hasn't been taken off. The shochaveirai masukan. But my friend's did take off. So again, each one now is saying something detrimental about themselves, but something positive about the other. So again, now you're going to get suspicious because maybe they're in cahoots with one another. Each one's trying to help the other, or maybe they're changing the story after each city they go to. Because these are truck drivers, they make stops in different cities. So maybe in one town they're going to say one thing, in another town, and each one's going to try to help the other one out. So the Mishnah says, "Ainon neman." In this case, you can't trust them. Because these guys are coming from out of town. They're traveling from town to town selling their wares. And it could be they're playing games. Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda says, no, Nemanim. Rabbi Huda says that that you can believe them. Why? Says the Bartanura. Ho verov amya aretz ma'asrenheim. At the end of the day, most amya aretz do separate ma'isros. But the ma'ikilu, so we're stringent, so we can be lenient. Mishum chayeim shal b'nei ha'ir, sheyu mochi tvua peiros v'gil lavo sham v'ein halacha k'Rabbi Huda. That because here it's a situation where it's people's livelihood, and the people are coming in and out. So since it's a situation where who are you going to trust when it comes to these guys who are transporting the produce. So Rabbi Huda says we can be lenient, but we don't pass on Rabbi Huda in this case. In this case, it's apparently too suspicious. In this case, it's too. Again, they're going from city to city, and they can be playing games, saying one thing in one city, so you can't trust them in such a situation. Okay, that concludes the fourth parak of Maseches Damai.